fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the Temple of the Sun!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were in the town of El Paso, trying to find the means of combating a new kind of criminal, the scientific, soft-voiced, intellectual monster called El Mundo. Meanwhile, the masked man's nephew, Dan Reed, was at the Saunders Ranch with his white horse, Victor.
Now, Victor, up! There. Oh, boy, oh, there. Oh, that's the stuff, Victor, old boy. Now you're going to take that jump alone. Stay right there now. Stay there, Victor. I'll tell you when to come. See if you can hurdle that fence by yourself. Stay there, Victor. Stay there now. Get ready. All right, boy. Come on, Victor. That's it, fella. Golly, that was swell. Hey, just wait till the Lone Ranger comes back. We'll show him how you can take a jump. And now I'm going to raise this bar a little. See if you can take a couple more inches.
Hey, Dan!
Oh, yes, Mr. Saunders?
Right over here, will you?
You bet. Come on, Victor. Come on, boy. Come on, Victor. Yeah, looks like Mr. Saunders has a job for us. Oh, boy. Oh, there. Oh. Yes, sir?
Dan, I want to speak to you.
Yes, Mr. Saunders?
Dan, the Lone Ranger brought you here while he and Tonto tried to learn more about that crook El Mundo.
Oh, yes, I know.
Fact is, I was the one who told him where to go for what facts it was. I reckon I made a mistake.
You did?
Well, if he'd stayed right here, he'd have learned about El Mundo. Dan, one of us, either you or I, have got to ride to El Pass and find the Lone Ranger.
Well, I know where the camp is, or was. I don't suppose he's moved it. But even if he has, I could find a sign that Tonto would leave to tell me where the new camp is. I'll go.
Lad, I'm going to ask you to go because of one thing. There'll be greater danger staying here than going. You find the Lone Ranger and tell him to get here just as fast as he can.
Right. I'll start right away.
Luck to you, lad.
Come on, Victor.
El Mundo was a scientist. He'd unearthed the low pile of rock slabs that formed an entrance to subterranean passages and chambers that had been built by an ancient Mayan civilization. He was on the desert in disputed territory. Territory that lay between the United States and Mexico to be claimed by neither. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had left their camp, not suspecting that Dan might be coming for them. They were in the disputed territory, heading for the temple entrance in the hope of learning more about the dreaded plotter, El Mundo.
Hold Silver, hold on.
One of the horses here, Tonto, and push on.
Maybe it's dangerous to approach temple in daylight.
No more dangerous than at night. El Mundo has guards. They'll be alert.
That's right.
Only that man we captured had lived. He might have been able to tell a lot about El Mundo.
That's right.
He was a plain killer. He wasn't drugged into submission like poor Zeb Smith.
You got idea what make him die so sudden?
Poison. Must have been.
What we do when we reach temple?
We'll go inside if we can and look around. All through drinking, Silver?
What we do with horses? Leave them near temple entrance?
Yes, and untethered. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Close enough, Tonto. There are those low slabs that mark the temple's entrance. Steady.
We walk rest a ways, huh?
I don't see any sign of anyone nearby.
No sign yet.
They go right through the entrance as if we had a right to. Be ready for anything.
Maybe we go right into trap.
That's a chance we have to take. I think this slab is the one that swings like a door. Yes, there's a silver handle. Chance in the light being seen. See, we almost walked into a well or a crevice. It's at least 6 feet wide, no telling how deep.
Me throw big stone.
We had stepped another few feet forward, that would be us falling instead of the rock.
And what we do now?
It's easy to jump over it. You go first, Tonto. There. Better light another match. Don't run that same risk again. Notice how the floor is level now. It's veering off to the right.
We go in temple further.
Oh, wait a minute, Tonto. Hold that match over here close to the wall.
Somebody draw a picture.
This whole wall is carved with a series of pictures and hieroglyphics.
Me not savvy. This not like picture my people draw in teepee.
No, Tonto. These were carved thousands of years ago.
Mayan Indian make them?
Yes, and the temple, too. El Mundo, whoever he is, has stumbled onto it. I think he came here as an archaeologist.
Well, how him do?
Listen, do you hear that?
Me heard.
Light another match and come on. Dead end, solid stone.
Maybe.
Wait. This block of stone is the same size as the one on the outside. Let's push.
What this?
We're on some sort of a balcony. See? There's a high ceiling. Come on.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto moved toward the edge of a stone gallery, an awe-inspiring sight met their eyes. They were looking down into a massive room that had been hewn out of solid stone. It was lit by flaming torches. At one end, there was a huge idol made of carved wood and metal. Before it stood nearly a score of hard-faced men, obviously killers, who watched in silence as a man in a long black robe walked to a platform, leading a man who was tightly bound. He struck a single note on a heavy gong as he came to a halt.
All hail the ruler of the Temple of the Sun. All hail the one who can and does command the lightning. All hail El Mundo.
Never mind all of the ceremony, Mr. Ong. These men are the common ones. They're not the half-drugged ones.
What's coming off here, El Mundo?
You will see. Take that robe off, Mr. Ong. These unimaginative murderers are not impressed.
As you say, El Mundo.
Men, one of our associates was altogether too careless. It is to be regretted that he must take sudden leave of us. You've been brought here to see what will be a short and simple, but none less effective execution.
Otto, that's El Mundo himself.
Him got knife. Him ready to kill.
We've got to stop that.
Him know you here.
I can't help it. We can't stand here and watch murder.
We stop him?
We've got to, although I don't know how we'll ever get out of here. The minute he raises that knife, I'm going to shoot.
My knife!
Someone shot! It came from the south wall!
Come on, Tonto. The only thing we can do now is run for it.
There they go! It's that masked man, the Indian!
Ranger walked into a trap. I expected him, but not this soon. He interrupted the ceremony. That annoys me.
They must have found the south passageway. They're heading back.
Don't be foolish, Orne. They can't get very far. Remember, there are many ways to close that corridor.
Dead-end wall. Can't move it.
That's strange. I'm sure this is the same way we came in.
And then follow us. Soon be here.
The passageway is blocked. We can't go any further. We'll have to stand them off.
That won't be necessary, my foolish masked friend.
What is that? Who's that?
You can't see me because I'm above you, and your guns will be of no help.
El Mundo.
I'm charmed to meet you, and I regret that it isn't under more pleasant circumstances.
This blocked passageway. You did it.
Correct. You and your Indian friend came to the Temple of the Sun as uninvited guests. I'm forced to detain you.
Holding us won't gain you anything, El Mundo.
I'm sure it will, because your detention will be permanent.
It will take more than you to keep us here.
I agree with you. That's why the passage is blocked. And that's why the floor upon which you stand is in reality a hinged trapdoor.
A trapdoor?
To release it, I merely touch a small lever which is at my side.
Suppose you do. Then what?
You drop, my friend. You drop into a stone well that is 40 feet deep, and the trap closes above you.
And what do you gain by that?
Your death. Death by drowning. You see, after the trap is closed, the well becomes watertight from top to bottom. Then a subterranean spring will be turned into it. Oh, the well fills quickly. Only a matter of minutes.
You're really anxious to kill us, aren't you?
Well, I'm delighted at the prospect. That's why I shall waste no more time in conversation.
Try to hang on to something if you can, Tonto.
Be ready.
Goodbye, my masked and meddlesome friend.
Follow me!
It's a shame for a man to drown with a mask on. Turn the water into the well, Mr. Orne.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Although the Lone Ranger and Tonto weren't injured in their 40-foot plunge into the subterranean well, they soon discovered that El Mundo's threat had not been an idle one. As they swam to keep afloat, they heard the rush of incoming water below their feet.
There's more water coming in. Must be an inlet at the bottom of the well.
It's plenty big. Fill this well quick.
And there's no sign of a break in these walls.
How long do you think it'd take for water to get to the top?
I don't, Tonto. El Mundo was telling the truth. It'll only be a matter of minutes.
And the stone door on top. That watertight?
We'll soon find out soon enough. Keep going, Tonto.
Tommy, keep going.
Fill quickly. Only a few more inches to the top.
He touched the trap door, but can't raise it.
No, that's impossible. From the thickness of it, it must weigh several tons.
Masabi, you think it's time...
Tonto, isn't that a small hole through the trap? Right above your head.
Hole in stone plenty small. It not help much.
Maybe it will. Give me your headband and your knife. My neckerchief. Now, if we can plug that hole, make it airtight, we may have a chance.
I mean, not savvy. How you help when you shut out only air we have?
Otto, these stones fit together so closely, this well is undoubtedly airtight.
You make it airtight when you close small hole.
That's right. Now the 3 or 4 inches of air that's left between the surface of the water and trap may save our lives.
Water keep on rising. Fill up to top.
It can't, Otto. These trap doors are airtight. The rising water can only compress the air so far, and the pressure will be stronger than the force of the water.
Can it be done?
Keep your nose above the surface and watch the wall. You notice anything?
Water stop rising. Make ears ring.
You can only stand a few minutes under this pressure. It's better than drowning. Maybe El Mundo will figure we're dead and then we'll... Listen.
Water stop coming in.
Float, Tonto. Float with your face up. Pretend you're dead. They may open the trap.
Here they are, El Mundo. Floating like a couple of dead fish at the top of a barrel.
Get someone to help you, Orna, and dispose of their bodies as quickly as possible. You know how I dislike the sight of dead men.
Yes, Master. Joe, come here.
What are we going to do with them?
Dump them in a trench at the back of the temple. Is El Mundo still up there?
The master has left.
Gone to his workshop, I guess. Now he'll spend the rest of the day fooling with that electrical stuff.
It's more than I can figure out. How does he get electricity in them glass jars by flying a kite in the middle of a rainstorm?
I don't exactly understand all of it myself. Those glass jars you're talking about are called Leyden jars. He stores electricity in them.
What makes the electricity come down that kite string?
I don't know what makes it do that. But it does. The master's a very wise man. He understands it just like Benjamin Franklin did.
I don't want to understand it. I'm contented just to live here and obey the master.
You'll always feel that way, Joe, as long as you keep on drinking that loco weed.
What did you say?
Nothing. Should have kept my mouth shut. Here, help me slip this rope on them and we'll lift these two bodies off.
They died quickly by drowning.
Yeah, and this Indian weighs a ton. Let him drop.
Now the other one.
Lift!
So this is the Lone Ranger. I'll bet he never thought he'd end up by drowning to death in an Indian temple.
Lone Ranger? I've heard of him.
There he is. Deader than the mackerel.
Long ago... Before I came to the Temple of the Sun and worshipped the Master, I heard that the Master Man was a friend of the poor and the unfortunate.
Yeah? You'd better forget all that stuff you heard before you came here. From now on, you belong to El Mundo.
I believe in El Mundo.
You've learned your lesson well, Joe.
El Mundo is also the friend and protector of the poor and unfortunate.
Yeah, sure he is.
I'm happy, and the Temple is my home.
Wait. I just thought of something.
Yes?
Ever since I first heard of the Lone Ranger, I've always wondered who he really is, what he looks like under that mask.
He's dead.
That makes no difference. I can still take off that mask and see what he looks like.
You can?
Yeah.
No, Mr. Orme, not now or any other time.
Alive.
Very much so, Tonto. There you go.
Let me get it. Let me take rope, too. Maybe we need it later.
How could you and the Indian be in that well and not drown?
You'll have to answer that yourself, Mr. Orme. Tonto and I have other things to do. What's this other man's name?
Joe. He's harmless. All he can do is stand and stare at you.
Probably drugged, like most of the others I've seen in here.
Not me. I'm not...
Naturally, El Mundo must have someone to help him. Who poisoned Zeb Smith?
Zeb Smith? Was he poisoned?
All right, Mr. Orton. We'll talk about that later. Where's El Mundo?
The master has gone to his workshop.
Shut up, Joe.
Workshop? Where is it?
Beyond the throne.
Joe, if you don't shut
up... You won't do anything. I'm giving the orders.
All right.
Turn around. Keep your hands up and start walking. We're going to find El Mundo.
The master will be surprised when he sees that you still live.
I imagine so. Keep your hands up. Start walking, Mr. Orm.
This isn't going any good. El Mundo's got ways to close every passage in this place. You can't get out.
We'll get out because El Mundo and you are going with us. So are all the rest of these poor dupes like Joe who are trapped in here and don't know why.
I tell you, you can't.
Watch him, Tuttle. Try to get out now.
He moved plenty fast.
Flipped through a hidden door before we could stop him.
Why did Mr. Orm run away?
He was afraid, Joe.
Of you?
I imagine so.
Oh, I like you.
Thanks. Now, the problem is to find our way out through this maze of passageways and locate the workshop.
Maybe Orm run quick. Tell El Mundo.
He probably did, which doesn't make our job any easier.
El Mundo? You want to see the master?
Do you know how to find him?
I know another way to the master's workshop. Follow me.
El Mundo!
Mr. Orm, I've told you 1,000 times never to disturb me when I'm busy with an experiment.
But the Lone Ranger...
You disposed of the bodies?
There weren't any bodies.
Waterlogged. They'll float to the top of the well again. Now leave me alone.
Oh, they didn't die. They're alive. The masked man and the Indian.
What? Well, they can't be alive.
When Joe and I started to carry them outside, the Lone Ranger got up and pulled a gun on me.
Where are they now?
I gave them the slip. Got here as fast as I could. Joe's still with him.
He may bring them here.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
They come into the throne room. Wait till I start the dynamo.
You mean that big thing over there that makes all the noise?
It's an electric dynamo, Orm. It generates electricity. I built it myself.
What are you going to do?
Wait. There. Now we're ready.
Joe may bring them right here.
I hope he does. The only way to reach this room is to cross the throne room in front of the statue.
But
fortunately, I've had the foresight to construct a metal mat on the platform in front of the idol.
Oh, you mean like when you tell the locals that idol is angry, we'll strike them dead?
Oh, of course, you fool. It's electrocution, a very simple matter.
But maybe the Lone Ranger and the Redskin won't walk that way.
Oh, yes, they will. You will make them.
Me? I can't.
Go out there now and wait on the other side of the room. If Joe brings them up through the eastern corridor, they'll see you the minute they enter.
Oh, that hombre's too handy with a gun.
You'll do as I say, Orm. When they see you, start running. And be sure you cross in front of the idol. They'll follow you.
Oh, I get it. And you'll push that thing over there, and the electricity will...
Kill them instantly.
Well, for a minute I thought you meant for me to...
Hurry. Get out there. They may come in at any minute.
This is the throne room.
Yes, I've been here before.
Look, other side of the room.
Mr. Orm.
You better stop right there. El Mundo can see you.
Montano, we'll catch him.
Oh, no, I'll kill him.
Joe said the workshop was back of that statue. That's where he's heading.
Huh?
Look, he stopped and he's crossing in front.
Me catch him.
Yes, we'll... Montano, stop. Don't go any further. Give me that rope you took from Orm. Just to play safe, I'll use it.
Oh, El Mundo! El Mundo, they've got me! They've got me!
Why, you're open.
I just noticed that the floor in front of that idol is covered with a metal mat. After one experience with El Mundo's metal doors,
El Mundo! El Mundo!
If I pull him back this way, it'll be the same as though another person had followed him onto that mat.
No! He'll be...
That's what was waiting for us, Tonto.
What that?
Those killers we saw here.
You shoot?
No, there's no use. Let's get out of here. Come on.
Come on.
horses are over here.
Huh?
Steady, big fella. We've got to solve this thing. We'll come back.
Huh?
Come on, Silver.
Hit him up.
We can just find.
I'm glad to see you.
Dan, I thought you were at the Saunders Ranch.
Well, something happened. He sent me to get you.
What's wrong?
Mr. Saunders said there's trouble with El Mundo at his ranch. He's awful worried.
Yes?
Mr. Saunders sent Dan long way. Trouble must be plenty bad.
El Mundo. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come
on, Victor.
El Silver. Away.
In the next Lone Ranger drama, El Mundo says...
You forget, Myra, that I have made exhaustive studies of Mr. Saunders' habits. You said yourself that his world begins and ends with cactus plants. Tonight, Mr. Saunders' world will end.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of Lone Ranger Incorporated.